Makeover plans are being developed for what is now known as the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Museum. Organized in 1957 by IMS owner Tony Holman to showcase his collection of cars and memorabilia, the museum facility has not kept pace with growth in technology. IMS Foundation Executive Director Betsy Smith says the museum wants to better connect with 21st century fans.
To operate a more modern museum is going to cost more than operating it as it currently stands. It's much more expensive to get high technology into the museum than to have static displays. So that level of support we're hoping will come from the general public and from philanthropic sources around the community.
Smith says they've hired an architectural firm to re-envision the space and better showcase the museum's vast collection. In the meantime, new exhibit space has been created where offices once were, with new displays set for May. There's also a totally new website, IndyRacingMuseum.org. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon, Indianapolis.